anointing that's in the house today, Lord. Thank you for your holy presence, your Holy Spirit, Father, in this place today, God. We just thank you and praise you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Last week was Father's Day, and we celebrated fathers that was in the house. Amen. And then the Heavenly Father began to speak a word to us. And so I told you last Sunday that we're going to have part two, and this may run into part three, and this may run into part four, but we're going to preach until we get it about turnaround. We're going to preach until we see it. So anyway, the Father Heart of God reminded us last Sunday who we were to him and who he was to us. He is our Abba Father. Amen. Galatians 4:6 told us, and I'm going to kind of review last Sunday's message. If you weren't here, get online and hear the whole content of it. So we're just going to spend a few moments reviewing last week and just reaffirming within us and reminding us of what was said last Sunday from the Abba Father of God, Heart of God. Galatians 4:6 tells us, and because you are sons, God has sent forth his Spirit, the Spirit of his Son, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So the word tells us that those of us who are sons of God are the ones that have received him through the blood of Jesus. They are saved. Amen. They are born again. Not everybody's children of God, according to John 1:2, but it says to as many as received him, he gave the power to become the sons of God. So if you're born again this morning, you are a child of God. Amen. And the Abba Father, Spirit of the Lord, is upon you. So when we are born again, we're adopted into the family of God, redeemed from the curse of sin, and the word tells us made heirs with God through Jesus Christ. So we that have been born again are one big family. Amen. One big family, celebrating together the goodness of God, and bringing others into the saving knowledge of God. We are the family of God. But we got to love each other. Amen. So our Abba Father reaffirmed to us last Sunday and reminding us today that he's not forgotten about you. That he has not forgotten about this church and the words it's received over the years. He's not forgotten the dreams you have and the vision you have and the purpose you have and the plans you that he has for your life. He's not forgotten about all of that. Amen. And the purpose and the plan, the call of this church, of this area you belong, and beyond. He's not forgotten about that. Because we understood in Jeremiah, it tells us 29:11, he says, I know the plans I have for you. Aren't you glad that God knows the plans that he has for us? And he says, these plans are peace, not disaster. He says, my plans for you is to give you a future and a hope. Amen. So there are things that have come along in our lives, all of our lives, to derail us from those plans. That's the purpose of the attack of the enemy, is to derail us from the plan and purposes of God. The plans and purpose of your family, the plan and purpose for you as a personal, as a person, the plan and purpose of this church. And we understood that the enemy goes after the head. He goes after the one that God has set in authority to bring the word to you. That's why we pray for our pastors, amen? The one that shepherds the flock to hear the heart of the Father for a word to give you Sunday after Sunday. That word that would settle in your heart that would make a difference when you leave this place. If the enemy can derail you to keep you from the place where the word is taught as the first and final authority of God for the life of the believer, he can cause you to become discouraged because I believe that everybody has a place they belong to. In order for you to fulfill and succeed in life, you need to be planted in the house that God has said for you to be planted in. The grass is not always greener on the other side. Amen? So the devil is forever trying to derail us from the plan and the purpose that God has for us in this life. And he will use whatever means he can. He will use family. He will use job. He will use sickness. He will even use church folks because we all ain't been delivered yet. We're on a journey of overcoming and allowing what's already been placed inside of us to bring us to a place of maturity in him. Amen? So the enemy wants to derail you, to take you from the place where God says to be planted. We understood one of the scriptures we said last week was Psalms 92:13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You plant a tree in the backyard or any kind of plant, and you keep digging that thing up every week, pretty soon you're going to damage the roots. And no matter where you plant it, it's not going to grow. because you're constantly digging it up. And sometimes we are our own worst enemy. We keep digging ourselves up. When God says, settle down, amen, settle down, grow your roots deep, and when the winds and storms of life come to derail you from that plan and purpose, you're not going to be easily shaken. Amen. Amen. But why? Because your roots are down and they're growing. And so he wants to keep you for the body of believers where the word is ministered. So the enemy goes after the head. We heard last Sunday the testimony of pastor that had been hit by the fiery dart of the enemy time and time again over the years. Put their arms up. Pastor Jan Laverne were held up in prayer. And Laverne would get a word from the scripture, and she would call and say, okay, Pastor Shirley, tell the church this is what we're believing. You've got to stand on what you know to be the word, which is the truth, no matter what the circumstances or situations use. Because like I said, the enemy will use whatever to derail you and to get you off focus. Amen? And she would get that word, and we began to pray and stand on that word for them. They prevail because of the mercy and grace of God, of our Abba Father. So this is for somebody this morning. You who have felt like you've been backpedaling. Have you ever felt like in life that you were just backpedaling? You go 10 feet ahead in life, and then all at once you find yourself feels like you're 25 feet back. Anybody else ever been there? Your strength seems to have been failing. And if the Spirit of Jesus, Romans 8:11, raised Christ from the dead, he's living in you. And he who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. The Spirit of God lives in you. When you were born again, Jesus came to reside within you. And that's different from the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. With evidence of speaking in tongues, the Spirit of God lives in you. You know what you've got in you? Wow. And it's like I said before, if we ever get awakened to the power that's within us, we couldn't be stopped. There's nothing that we could not overcome. Amen. So, you know, when I began to think about that, I just began to hear the Holy Spirit say, I'm giving renewed strength to those who are weary. I am giving renewed strength to those who are weary. I'm turning it around for you, and you will see my hand move in that situation that you have prayed and prayed about, prayed over with tears and great anguish. For today, I'm releasing a breakthrough. You will see with your very own eyes what I have done. And others will look in great astonishment, for there will be great shouting. And joy, yes, double joy, will be your portion. Can I get an amen in the house today? God wants to do something for so great in your life that other people know where you've come from, what you've been through, that it was nothing that you could make up, nothing that you could do but God. That's the kind of testimony God wants you to have. That the world looks at them and says, you mean them? You mean her? You mean him? Yeah, God. Woo! God did it. Amen. Can I get an amen in the house today for God's great grace? I said God's great grace. Amen. When you read in the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel, they had one thing. They had one thing that's very apparent. They were fully persuaded. We need some saints in the house today that are fully persuaded. In other words, when you are fully persuaded, nothing can talk you out of it. And that's how God wants us to be with the word. When the naysayers come along and the enemy comes along and begins to whisper those things in our ear to derail us, we say, I'm fully persuaded. Being fully persuaded has not been talked out of something. Amen. So Nebuchadnezzar, nothing can make the boys bow. Nebuchadnezzar's statue, no threats, no consequences, no punishment, because they were fully persuaded of the promises of God and their obedience to him. So if life has pushed you too far, it's time to rise up, church, with attitude of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. May that spirit come upon all of us. That spirit of being fully persuaded, an attitude where you are. And I heard the word last Sunday as I was telling you that the tide has been turned. And Psalms 118:15-16 in the Message Bible said, God is my strength. He's also my song. And as I've said before, and I'll say it again, everybody's got their own personal song that God has given to you. Because I don't know what you've been delivered from, but God has given you a song of praise, amen, for you to express. And the enemy's after your song. And if he can steal your song, he's got your voice. If he gets your voice, he's got your victory. Amen. So don't let the enemy steal the song that God's giving you. Now he's my salvation. Hear the shouts, hear the triumph songs in the camp of the saved. We got any saved folks in the house today? Amen. The devil's going to hear the shouts of God's people from the camp. Amen. The hand of the Lord has turned the tide. The hand of God is raised in victory. The hand of God has turned the tide. Woo! You couldn't do it. You tried it. That's why you got weary and wanted to quit. Amen. The moment you just said, I give it up, God said, good, I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for you to realize that you can't do it on your own. Amen. The power of his word. Our God is a turnaround God. We can go back to the book of Genesis in chapter 1 and begin to see how he showed his turnaround power. The power of his word brought order into chaos and things began to turn around. Woo! The power of his word brought order to chaos and things began to turn around. He began to speak to the darkness. And the darkness turned into light. There's a turnaround. Amen. He spoke to the emptiness and in turn filled it with much fruitfulness. That's what turnaround. The tide's been turned. There's a turnaround. That's what's happening in the dark places of your life. In the family you've been praying for. Those at work that you've been praying for. As you go and speak life, there's a light coming. And there's going to be a turnaround. He spoke to the emptiness and in turn filled it with much fruitfulness. God created man Adam and he turned a rib into his helpmate Eve. How awesome is that? Awesome. Amen. The enemy has sought to turn back what God has destined to turn around ever since then. Because of one person's disobedience. His first attempt was in the garden with Adam and Eve. The enemy came in to reverse God's attempt to turn what he had created. It was a good thing, the Bible said. He looked at what he created. It's a good thing. This turnaround thing was good. And that's what some of you are experiencing. You're going to look and say, hey, this turnaround is good. I thought I had it good then. I thought I was happy then. I thought I was jolly then. You ain't experienced nothing yet. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Woo! Hey, somebody go ahead and stand. Let's give the Lord a 5-minute praise this morning. Stand this morning. Lord, you are hearing shouts. The enemy's hearing shouts from the camp of the saved. He is hearing shouts of praise from those that have been delivered. He is hearing shouts of praise from those that have been healed. He is hearing shouts of praise of being fully persuaded people that says, we will not bow. Amen. John 10:10 tells the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. What God came to find, restore, and to heal. Yes. But God is a turnaround God. Amen. Our Abba Father is a turnaround Father. He wants the best for his kids. Yes. God demonstrated his turnaround power in the form of his son. It took a long time for him to get to that point. He finally said, man ain't going to be able to do it. They're breaking every law. They can't live by the law. I've got to do something to bring man back to me. And you know, when God does something, he does it big. He does it so big, as I said, that everybody looks in astonishment. Yes. Amen. So God demonstrated his turnaround power in the form of his son. And it was at the cross that the turning point came. Woo! Somebody get this. It was at the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. Yes. Amen. It was at the cross that the turning point came for all humanity. To receive their Savior and be brought back from the disobedience that was in the garden. Hallelujah. Jesus paid the ultimate price for any situation that is contrary to his word to be turned around. If something's going on in your life or in your children's life or those that you have authority to speak over, then find it in the word, and if it's there, then say, that thing is turning around. That thing is turning around. Amen. So he paid the ultimate price. As the sons and daughters of God, his spirit, as I said, is within us. His spirit rests within us. And according to Mark 15, we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel. You have the voice of a turnaround in you because Jesus gave you that authority. He said, I'm going back to the Father, but I'm leaving you to do the work that I done, greater works that we know not in greater as what's being done, but in greater circumference, in a greater measure. Hallelujah. Spreading the gospel all over the world. You have the voice. You have the Spirit of the Lord within you to begin to speak light into the darkness, light to the chaos. Amen. So he said, I've commissioned you to go into all the world and preach the gospel, minister the gospel, which is good news. And I just read the other day, and I'm getting a sermon about it. This word is not just good advice. We have a whole lot of people that's been to school, and I'm not against counseling and therapists, and I work with them all. But I'm telling you, when it comes down to it, the only way a person is going to be delivered is through the power and the blood of Jesus. This word is not just good advice. This word has life and death in it. We have a whole lot of people giving good advice. Amen. But when your life is changed by the word, by the truth of this word, it's going to remain. Those that abideth in my word. Amen. So we are commissioned to work with him to turn our world around. God is waiting on us. We're not waiting on him. He's already done it. He's waiting on us as a church to begin to speak that it's turned around. As we go, we speak into the darkness and bring forth his light. Turn around. We go and find the lost and speak to them the message of salvation. Turn around. Some turnarounds are slow, some turnarounds are quick, but once you begin to speak it, you believe it and trust and not try to figure out how it's going to happen, it's on its way. Because God told us that the word tells us in Isaiah that his word is not going forth without producing something. Amen. When that word comes forth from your mouth, it's a seed, a fertile seed that's going to be planted into soil that's going to produce a harvest. And the enemy has wanted to shut the church up. But we have a company of believers that's rising up, shout from the camp of the saved that says we will not be quiet. Amen. This is what the word said. I officiated my first wedding yesterday. And I said there's just certain conditions that I will marry people on. And I was talking to someone. And they said, well, you can go ahead and marry those that claim that they are gay in the sight of the government, not the sight of God. I said, I don't want to waste my time because, first of all, they're not even going to be married except in their own eyes. God has a plan. And it's good for all people to follow that plan. And it came out of the mouth of somebody that I was surprised that it came out of. But that's the way the devil wants to turn the church and has turned so much of the church. Family was originated by God, man and woman. And it's good for us to stay. And that's not just good advice. That's the word. And the word is much more than good advice. Y'all get quiet on me now. So you may be in a season of things not going in the direction you like them to. But I believe that the Lord gave me this message this morning to tell you the tides are turning. It's time to step into your destiny. It's time for this church to step into its destiny. It's time for your promises to be fulfilled. And it's time for things to begin working in your favor and on your behalf. They already have, because the turnaround started at the cross. And he's just looking for somebody to grab a hold of that and believe it. You begin to say, hey, that's not going in my favor. That's not going in the direction, the price that Jesus paid for at the cross. Amen. That's not, that. No. He turned it around when he said it's finished. And then he rose from the grave. So, hey, let's come on now. This thing's turning around. It's going in my favor. It's going in the direction that God, that Jesus paid the price for. The definition of turn is to move something so it is in a different position in relation to its surrounding or its previous position. Anybody get that? That is why things have not been as they should. They were not in position in relation to the surrounding, to the word. So when things begin to turn around, the atmosphere is changing. The atmosphere is changing. So things are in position. They're conducive to its surrounding. That's why you need to begin to speak the word loud into the atmosphere. And then when you begin to speak that word into the atmosphere, things begin to shift. And that turn begins to take place. And it becomes conducive to what we know the truth of the word is. Atmosphere filled with faith instead of doubt. An atmosphere filled with hope instead of hopelessness. An atmosphere filled with joy instead of mourning. Amen. Let's stand this morning. You remember the song, "The Presence of the Lord is Here." The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Everybody blow the trumpet. And one time, I preached a message a long time ago about blowing the trumpet. And the Holy Spirit says blowing the trumpet in today is letting your voice out. Let your voice be the trumpet. Let your voice be the trumpet. And sound the alarm because the Lord is in the temple. Let everybody bow. Let all the people praise him now. The Lord is here. Remember the message we just read. God's our strength. He's our song. He's our salvation. Hear the shouts. Hear the triumph songs in the camp of the saved. The hand of the Lord has turned the tide. The hand of God has raised in victory. The hand of God has turned the tide. And the song goes on to say, a blessing from the Lord is here. A blessing from the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. A blessing of the Lord is here. I can feel the presence of the Lord. And I'm going to get my blessing right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord. I'm going to get my blessing right now. So why not you? Why not now? And why not this church? Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is hovering today. I just want you to come up here. If you want me to lay hands on you to be refilled with the Holy Ghost, you just need that nudge this morning. I want you to come up here. Amen. The presence of the Lord is here to begin to turn some situations around for you. And you coming forth is just saying, I'm stepping out in faith. I'm stepping out in faith just to go up there so she can lay hands on me as a point of contact to the spoken word that has already been spoken today. God is turning some things around today. Some things in your body that have troubled you. God says they're not going to trouble you no longer. Hey, come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Turn it around. Turn it around. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Every situation, Lord, everything is turning around for you all. I hear financial. Where there has been a struggle, God says, I'm aligning some things up financially for you, and you're going to see my hand move in this situation. Turn around in the name of Jesus. Turn around in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn around, turn around, turn around. In this household, in every area, no longer the same after today. After today, no longer the same. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Turn around. Hey, hey, there it is. Kohosaha. Yeah, 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 Messiah. Yes, says the Lord. I've heard your petitions and I've heard your cry. I'm rearranging some things. And those seems like I just hear the word flutter. God says I'm bringing order to that chaos. And there's going to be a settling down. Ha, yes, I hear the word settled. Settled in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Refill him with the Holy Ghost and the fire, something that he can feel tangible upon him in the name of Jesus. Turn around, hallelujah. Tides are turning in Jesus' name. I speak turn around in the name of Jesus. That which was will be no more. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, God. Shehe siya toho taye mamatia ki bababasa haye kehema bababahasiya. A fresh revelation of God's word is being opened to you in this season. And God's going to allow you to see some things that you've not seen before. And you're going to sit back in astonishment at what the Holy Spirit is revealing to you in this season. I speak tides are turning in the name of Jesus. Tide is turning in the name of Jesus. God says to tell you that He's got your children, He's got your son, He's got your grandchildren, that He knows the plan of purpose that He has for them. And He says, you just keep praying, you just keep believing, for the tide is turning. Hallelujah. You, like Gail, just begin to clap your hands and hiss him out of the place. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. The tide is turning in your favor. I speak complete healing over your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. The God of turnaround January is visiting you in this season and showing Himself strong on your behalf. Ha, 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 ha. Anointing, breaking every yoke in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, stand firm on what you know my word has spoken to you. Stand firm. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Yay, yay, hey, hey, sahaya mando kohotaya libereko sahateya. Le bababandila dia sonto. I just speak strength to her body. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, the little things. I speak strength to her body in the name of Jesus. Age is just a number. I thank you, Lord, that you are reviving her. In the name of Jesus, I speak tide turning for you. I speak turnaround turning for you. In Jesus' name. There's strength coming into your feet. Hallelujah. Strength coming into your feet. Strength coming into your feet. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tide turn. Hey. Turn around, huh? Yes, 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 says God. Yes, says God. Yes, says God. God says to remind you, don't put a question where I've put a period. Because when I've put the period, that means it has had the final say-so. The things that you're believing me for in this season, God says I've put a period at the end of it. And He says to continue to stand firm on my word and what you know to be of truth. And watch me turn some things around for you. Even in the quiet season, those things that have been troubling your heart, God says, rest in me. I'm taking care of it. And I will continue to take care of it. Even though at the moment you may not understand. He says, trust me with all of your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. And He said, I will direct your paths. In the mighty name of Jesus. I just speak peace over you. Peace over you in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I just ask that you fill my sister again with a fresh fire of your Holy Spirit, that out of her belly comes the abundance, the abundance, the abundance that you have placed there. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. Ah, ha, ha, sahaya, new song. God says, I'm giving you in this season a new song of praise, a new song of joy, a new song that's rising up out of your spirit. It's not that there was anything with an old song, but God says a new season has come up on you. And He said, I'm going to lead and guide you in the direction that you need to go. Don't be concerned. And even as I spoke this morning at the beginning of the service, you may be looking for it one way, but God says, I have a complete different way that I'm going to turn it around for you. All I'm asking you is to do is stand and trust me in this season. And trust me as the God of turnaround. I thank you, Lord, that this is the season the tide is turning for her. The tide is turning. Turning in Jesus' mighty name. There it is, darling. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, thank you, Father. I just break strength to her body. This report and that report. has been contrary to what your word has said over her, God. And I thank you, Lord, that this is the season that you're going to show yourself strong on her behalf. Hallelujah. I thank you for touching areas of her body so the doctor says there's no hope. But we serve a God of great hope. We serve a God that can turn things around in a minute. Hallelujah. Just as quick as we can bat an eye, he can be turned around. And I speak over your body in the name of Jesus. Oh, I speak protection over you from the vices of the enemy. Oh, I sense a protection that's coming over you. God says, I'm going to protect you. Even the voices that are speaking around you, God says, I'm going to silence some things. And it's going to be the way that I want it for your life. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon you now for this season that you're entering into. Yes, God, the tide is turning. There it is, Juanita. Hallelujah. Yes, I sense it. My goodness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to know that he's not forsaken you, that he's not abandoned you, that you are very precious in his sight, that he has planned and a purpose for your life. At times when you think, where am I going? Am I doing what I need to be doing? God says just to rest assured in him, to rest in his presence, to stay in tune, keep your spiritual antennas up and listen to what he says, because he's not forgot about the purpose or the plan that he has for your life. And he wants to know that you've not been forsaken, that we're all growing and learning in God and his word. None of us have arrived yet, but we're in the process of becoming who we are on the inside. And he wants you to know that he loves you beyond what you could even compare anything to. This God of love loves you right where you're at. And I just speak that over you right now. In the name of Jesus, be at peace, daughter. Be at peace. Be at peace. Be at peace. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I just hear the Lord send songbird. 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 Wow. Show yasiyama babahasata. Just as you wake up in the morning and you hear the birds outside singing, God says it's to remind you that they're singing forth the breaking of a new dawn and the breaking of light. And there's some things that God's going to break through on your behalf concerning you. And I need to remind you that God has not forsaken or abandoned you either. We go through seasons in our life, and this is the season that he's reconnecting with you and those things that he has placed inside of you. Wow. Father, I just thank you that anointing has been stirred up in her today. I thank you, Father, for that new song that you're giving her, the song that the enemy has wanted to squeeze out, squash out, to take from her, to derail her from what you've called her to do. And I thank you, Lord, that you're just refilling her with your precious Holy Spirit right now, that out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And from this day forth, she's never, ever going to be the same. I speak that over you right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus, Jesus, Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Wow. Refreshing. Refreshing. Ha, Holy Spirit. Ko ya si ta nanda ba le sa ta ye si ko hu sha da da ya. Thank you, Father God, for just bringing a refreshing to my sister in every area of her life. the season of turnaround, God says to tell you that it has begun. Be expecting. Keep those spiritual antenna in high frequency as he begins to move and shift some things around. Wow, Holy Spirit, even now envelops you. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just reassuring her of your love for her. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And I just speak strength to her in every area of her life. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray for my brother right now, God. I just thank you, Lord, that you just refresh him in your presence. That he hears your voice. That he hears it with clarity and precision on the way that you're leading him in this season. I just thank you, God, for the anointing that's upon him. Wow. Fresh anointing. Rises up out of your innermost being. Knowing that what the word says is what you're standing on. In spite of what others may think, say, or the situations that's going on. God says, I know, and I know your heart. I know your heart. And I just thank you for refilling him with your precious Holy Spirit right now. That out of his belly flows rivers of living waters. Wow. As he stands on the truth of your word and what it is declared about him. In Jesus' name, that these hands are anointed. These hands are anointed. There it is. There it is. Wow. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Oil, oil of the anointing flows from your hands. And what you touched is blessed. What you touch prospers. What you touch is favored. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Everybody just lift your hands and just repeat after me. My hands are anointed. What I touch is blessed. What I touch prospers. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Hope you've been blessed today by the ministry of the word, the praise and worship. We have been refueled, recharged for this upcoming week. This is our filling station. We come in here to go out there and make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed week, everybody.